Blog Talk Radio.
Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Are you ready to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week? I know I sure am. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. God is truly the light illuminating each and every step along the way. We sincerely value and we are so grateful for your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. Anybody other than me with their hand raised virtually saying, I want to fulfill my destiny. Well, you're in the right place, and we thank you for tuning in. Our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment. We bring you two formats of empowerment each week that blend or a blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be in a position more equipped to work it now. You may be saying, Coach Adams, well, what in the world am I working? Well, I have to tell you, you're asking some great questions. On this Motivational Monday, what you are working at, you are working your vision, you are achieving your goals, and ultimately, you are living out your dreams, whatever that may be. If you have been hiding under a rock and you have missed our past installments of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. On today's broadcast, we are evaluating how our being affects our achieving, how our being affects our achieving. Being plus living equals achieving. This is going to be a truly insightful, I believe, a truly insightful and revealing topic today as we are getting into shape. And so I want to ask that you please take a moment to send a text, send a tweet, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a message in the bottle, send a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do to let others know that they need to tune in right now to Motivational Monday. And this is a subject that, as we examine this subject of being and how it relates to us achieving and ultimately living a life of purpose and a life of fulfillment, Coach Adams wants you to know that this is truly a subject. This subject of being is one that weighs very heavy on my heart as a coach. And the reason why it weighs heavy on my heart as a coach is because I meet with individuals on a regular basis through my coaching practice. And when I'm out in the field on speaking opportunities, whatever it may be, just living and being and doing my purpose, I often cross paths with individuals who are feeling such frustration. And they're feeling great frustration because they have not yet made the connection with why they exist. And that's why this subject is so important as we're talking about and looking at how our being affects our achievement, our achieving. Because when you break down and evaluate and examine this term of being, what we're talking about is our very existence, and our consciousness, or this consciousness of life. And life is fulfilling when we are being who we were created to be. When we find that we are not feeling as fulfilled in life, generally speaking, it is associated with us being in the wrong place. And Coach Adams often likens that to being a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. The understanding that this square peg, because it was not designed to fit in that space, this square peg will never fit in that round hole. There will always be resistance because that was not the space in which it was designed for. And so I want us to evaluate and understand that that is where this very essence of being, this essence of our existence, this consciousness of life really starts and it is established. And, you know, I often can reflect on my own journey, and my own journey is key, and this is why I am, as a coach, one of my areas of passion and really an area that I focus in on with my clients is this area of purpose. And the reason why this is such a passion point for me is because I have, and many of you may have heard my story, that I have an extensive background in real estate. And what I want us to understand as this relates to our being, and I'm just laying the foundation as we're getting into this subject of being and how this being relates to our achieving. Because when I was in real estate, it was not about purpose. It was not about me doing what I was created to be, but rather it was based on the fact that I perceived being in that industry as the outlet, the way in which I would get the financial breakthrough, be able to acquire all of the nice things, the nice house, the nice car, the this, the that, the whatever. But I was not in this zone of being who I was created to be. I was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And I was struggling with trying to be what I thought would give me the affluence and the wealth and the riches and all of those various things, but I was not being authentic and true and genuine to me. I remember when I was in real estate, I had the opportunity to speak before the group at one of our meetings, and everyone complimented, or a large percentage of the individuals there complimented my speaking. And I had not yet made the connection with the speaker, but there was something that individuals recognized that in that moment was truly authentic. And what we must realize is that there is a higher plan for each of our lives, and whatever that higher plan is that was established before we were born, that is what each day our focus should be. Number one, if you have not yet made the connection that you go on a journey of discovery to make the connection. If you've already made the connection, then each day we should be cultivating and growing in that direction so that we are continuously operating in this space of being, meaning that we are existence, this existence, we're existing based on why we were created. Not just existing because I have life in my body, but I am existing with purpose. I am being, and that being of existing with purpose now connects me back to that higher plan, that greater plan that was established before I was even born. And that's important because we are either in one or the other zone. Either we've made the connection and we are looking to grow in this direction on a regular and daily basis, or we have not made the connection. But ultimately, we will not live a life of fulfillment until we are truly being who we were created to be. And many may say, well, Coach Adams, you know, I'm doing this because of the money. I'm doing this because of, this is what my mom and dad, grandmommy, big mama, Uncle Ray Ray, Pookie, whoever it is, told me I should, you know, I should be, I should do, this is the path that I should follow for various reasons. And that's okay if you are being who you were created to be. That's okay if you are a round hole fitting perfectly, a round peg fitting perfectly in that round hole. So that's fine. But if you feel this sense of friction, that would say that truly you are out of alignment, meaning that you are not doing the assignment that you were created to do. And so that is where we all need to make that connection. And we need to realize that, again, as I stated before, that there is a higher plan, a higher driving force for each of our lives that was established before we were born. And so when we align with that plan of why we were created, now our lives have purpose and meaning. And that is at the core of what we all should desire, is to make the connection with why was I created, what is at my core. Because when we are being and becoming who we were designed to be, in our being becomes attractive. Don't want to confuse you, but I want to make sure that I really lay a strong foundation around this subject of my being and how that relates to my achieving. Because that being connects us with our base of passion, our base of purpose. The being gets us to the core of who we are. And when we are in this zone of being who we were created to be, as I often use the analogy, the round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole, now this becomes attractive. Why? Because I am being the genuine, true, and authentic me, why I was created to be. And so when we make that connection, and the thing of understanding as it relates to this law of attraction, that attraction is not this promotion. It is the opposite of that. When we are being, being becomes attractive. People are drawn to you. And when they are drawn to you, it's not because of you promoting and being seductive in sharing your gifts and talents and your wares. You are being who you were created to be. So in that, there is this law of attraction that happens because you are living a life that is genuine, that is real, that is authentic to who you were created to be. And that shows up in different ways, but we make that connection with our being by discovering, what am I passionate about? What do I have natural gifts and talents for? And if you're just joining us today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, you've joined in on a rich dialogue discussion around the subject of being and how this being is associated with our achieving. This being really opens up this door of living because I'm doing what I was created and called to do. And in that, now what happens is, in my being, I will now start to achieve because I release this law of attraction. And individuals will be drawn to you, drawn to your gifts, your talents, your services, your business. They will be attracted to you. You don't have to promote them. You're not trying to seduce them because the law of attraction is the complete opposite. It is not promotions. It is not seduction. To be attractive means that there is some good stuff on the inside of you that just simply comes out of you naturally because you are being who you were created to be. And that's what's so awesome about this very law of attraction. But you will not be attractive if you are not being. Because when you're not being, there is this unrest. You feel unsettled. And people can sense when there is this unrest, there's this turmoil, you're unsettled on the inside. And everything starts on the inside. And, you know, I can think back to when I was in real estate. Then I referenced that season in my life, real estate and property management, often, and I hope I'm not boring you to death with this illustration, but I share it because it connects with my life's journey, and it really helps to bring in that illustration of what I'm speaking around my passion, because I truly desire, what I desire for each and every one of you, our global listening audience listening in, wherever you are, what I desire for you and why we have Motivational Mondays as a part of our full circle of empowerment that's offered through the Coach Adams brand is so that everything that we bring to you, that it gets you stimulated and processing around purpose, stimulated and processing around what was I created to do, so that ultimately your life becomes more fulfilled because you are aligning with the Creator's plan. You see, I wouldn't take my Hewlett-Packard computer, my HP, to Apple to have it serviced. Hewlett-Packard was not made by Apple. You have to take it to the manufacturer that created it. Now, they know all of the special backdoor codes, like if something was to go awry with the system, because they created it, they know how to navigate through the back door. They know what's needful to bypass different system failures and functions that may have happened that may have gotten out of the original programmer's plan because they created it. The same is true for each and every one of us, that wherever we are on our journey today, if we're not feeling fulfilled, if we're not feeling like I'm being my authentic self, I'm being the genuine me in how I was created, not trying to be someone else. And this is the awesome thing. Each of us were created as an original. But so often what happens is we are fighting to be good copies of others instead of being the brilliant original that we were created to be. And that's really what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, is we're talking about when you are being that original that you were created to be, that's all that matters. And it is in that alignment of being in that space that you were created for that now the floodgate of life that is abundant. Now, understand that Coach Adams is not saying that you will not have to transition and process through some things. You may go through different seasons in your life because life is about seasons. But the one thing that I can say that I know to be true is that you process differently through those seasons when you are operating based on being who you were created to be. And in that being, you are able to be genuine and authentic and real and true with you. That radiates from the inside. And everyone from around you is now attracted from what is on the inside that now is exuding from you. And that's what I want us to understand, that this law of attraction directly connects with your being. Your being and existing based on how you were created. So what I was saying as it relates to making the connector back to my season in real estate and property management, and I make this reference, I hope I'm not boring you with it, but I make the reference because this is my journey, and I want to be transparent with my journey, that the wisdom that I have gleaned now will support you in making the connection on your journey. Because as I stated at the top of the hour here on Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, that when you are on this journey, you're either in two zones of this discovery. You're either searching out to find what is my being, not just existing and having breath in your body, but this existence that is linked directly to purpose and why you were created. So you're either on a journey of discovery to figure that out, or you're on a journey of discovery to continue to cultivate and hone the skills of development in that area. So one or the other has you in this zone, and you're simply on a journey of discovery in either way. So regardless of where you are listening in to today's broadcast on the subject of being, and this being opening the windows and the floodgates to life and achievement, because when you're able to be who you were created to be, favor would be fanned before you because you are just being who you were created to be. Now, you may be sitting there saying, Coach Adams, it is not that easy. And you're right. It's not. You have to continue to move and do. That is the converter. But you have to first tap into who you are, the genuine, real you, make that connection with who you are and how you were created. And when you make that connection as you're listening in today and understanding this topic that we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, that we're talking about our being is our very existence. That is conscious or consciousness. That is life. And when I make that connection with my being, why I exist, not just existing and having breath in my body, but this existence that is tied to and connected and linked to purpose, now life is more fulfilling. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, I want to live a life of more abundance. I don't want to just exist and have breath in my body. What brings me great joy, truly, on my journey, despite life's challenges, despite the various obstacles and the adversity, what really and truly, and I mean this with every fiber of my being, what really gives me that sense of living is knowing that I am doing what I was created to do. May not have yet fully arrived, I'm still in process, but being able to do it at some level, that is a great sense of achievement. And again, making a reference with property management, I remember when I was in property management and any opportunity that I had to coach my staff, that was fulfilling for me. Why? Because I was being who I was created to be. I may not have had a title for it, may not have yet gotten the title, but yet I was clear that when I tap into that place of me, that now is fulfilling. Because naturally, I am an edifier. I am one who inspires. I am one who has always been an optimist, an encourager. So whatever your being is, get away from, if you don't already know the title, again, depending on where you are on your journey of discovery, maybe you're fighting to discover for the very first time, or you have discovered and now you're fighting to develop to the next level. So wherever you are, don't necessarily lock yourself in to a title, because some of the titles and hats that I wear today, if the titles were before me when I was in my season of discovery, I would still be running. We would not have Motivational Mondays. We would not have 4 Hours of Power, Shape Up, and Win, none of that, because it would have appeared to have been too overwhelming. People are often surprised when I am transparent and share that I personally had absolutely no interest in speaking. I had no interest. That was not something that I was saying, ooh, sign me up to be a speaker. No. I saw that as a very vulnerable place, and so I wasn't saying sign me up for that. I had heard a statement that it had been stated that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And so for me, I had no interest in speaking before a group. In my ignorance, I'm like, death by fire, yes, give me that. I didn't know any better, but what I knew was that that was a space that I knew would be uncomfortable for me. And I share that with you being transparent because, generally speaking, whoever you were created to be, there's comfort and discomfort in it. Process that for a moment. There is comfort because of it being the very core of your DNA and why you were created. So there is comfort in it. But for you to embrace it, there is discomfort because, generally speaking, it's probably something that you didn't see yourself doing. You were probably on a different pathway. Like for me, I was in real estate, former licensed realtor. I knew that industry like the back of my hand. It was a natural transition. I can, at that time, it's been many years since I've been out of that industry, but I could tell you all that you needed to know about real estate finance, about real estate, about the escrow process. You name it, I knew it, and then transitioned into property management and new developments. I could tell you about all of that. But this speaking and this coaching, that I did not know. But I remember my first speaking opportunity after got off of my journey of discovery and really desiring to be. And that's what I desire for each and every one of you listening in here, our global listening audience on Motivational Monday, that wherever you are supposed to be, whatever you were designed to be, that you make that connection. You may be thinking, Coach, how do I make that connection? Well, everything starts with a journey of discovery. And you have to be willing to detach from what you may have perceived it would look like. Like for me, I saw real estate mogul. So that is what I perceived, but yet that was not what I was created to do. And again, we're talking about being and living equals achieving, because now you are attractive. And you're attractive not because of the physical attributes on the outside, and you may be attractive on the outside, but it is what is at your core becomes attractive because you are being the authentic you. And again, it's the opposite. Attraction, in the very talking about associating with you being, meaning that you are existing and not just existing with breath in your body, but this existence of consciousness, of purpose that gives you life. So this is attractive, and it's the opposite of promotions and seductive. So when I'm saying being attractive, we're not talking about promoting you. We're not talking about seducing you, but rather we're talking about you are being. And because of what's on the inside associated with your values and related with you doing what brings you joy and fulfillment, all of this comes from the inside. Now others are attracted to you. They are drawn to you because you are being the very individual that you were created to be. So step back and evaluate that. And if you are already aware of what it looks like, make a commitment today to continue to grow and cultivate it to another level. You never want to just get comfortable. And that's why I said who you were designed to be, that being, at times it's comfortable. I remember when I had my first speaking opportunity many years ago. And I remember stepping into the room that I had this workshop seminar at, and that first step, I just felt at peace. Up to that point, it was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know about this whole thing of speaking. Remember, I saw it as death by fire. But when I took that first step, because I was that round peg fitting in a round hole, I'm now being this vibrancy of life. The floodgates of that opened up for me. When I was in real estate and property management, I felt like I was this square peg trying to fit into a round hole. You heard me saying that. But I also, to give you another illustration, I felt like I was constantly going against the current of the river, not with the current or the flow. And if you've ever tried to swim upstream against the flow, you have to work really hard. It's like a battle. it is really a battle. But if the waves are turbulent and you're going with the flow, you may have some bouncing around and all of that, but there's a difference in going with the stream than going and fighting against the stream. And I want to give you the opportunity today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams to really chime into this discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment and you would like to make that. Maybe you are having a challenge with figuring out, Coach Adams, how do I tap into this being of who I was created to be? Because when we are not being naturally who we were created to be, our real, genuine, authentic self, we're really working hard just to be and trying to be that best copy of somebody else. It's difficult because it's not natural for you. It is, again, likened to that illustration I have for you, that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. That square peg, because it was not designed for that space, there's always going to be friction. And why is this so important to Coach Adams? Because of my journey, I desire for any and everybody that I can connect with that they would make this connection with what they were created to be. You know, I was hearing an interview with J.K. Rowling. I don't know if you're aware of her. She's an author, and she was the first author to break $1 billion, from what I understand, with her book. And her book became movies and all of that. Lord of the Rings, I'm sure you've heard of that. If you didn't, I mean, you really have to be hiding under a rock if you haven't heard of it. You may not have seen it. But the reason why I bring that up is because from a little girl, she always desired to write since she was a little girl. And she had written a number of different projects and nothing that was as passionate for her as Lord of the Rings. And she was sharing that she was on a train and suddenly it was like the floodgates opened and she couldn't even capture this story fast enough. And regardless of what you think of the story and all of that, don't get caught up. Understand that she, J.K. Rowling, was fulfilling her assignment. When she tapped into that and the story that she was supposed to bring forth, and she has broken records and all of that, simply because she decided to do. She had that passion. She just wanted to do what she was created to do. The thing that I love about her story, and again, if you have a question or comment, I want to invite you to share in our dialogue, and I am going to finish that story, but I want to let you know how you can do that. Because if you're on the computer, you need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374, and press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So, again, this is a time in our programming, in our broadcast, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share. You may ask a question, comment, interact with us. We want you to play in what I call Coach Adams' sandbox. So press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Getting back to J.K. Rowling. So she's on a train, and she always had the passion to write, and suddenly this story begins to flood out of her. And so she then believes, wow, I really was created to write, because the story of Lord of the Rings was effortless for her. She had tried to write a number of other stories, and she had written a number of other projects, but nothing like this project. And so when you make that connection, that's the first step. But then you have to believe in this connection. that now I'm doing, I'm being what I was designed to be. Because she had to promote Lord of the Rings, I don't know how many times, but she got a whole lot of no's before she finally got the yes. And again, her history is story for a published author to break the barriers of what she broke through. And that was her first, from what I understand, that was her first published project. And so whatever it is that you were designed to do, it's not too great. If you were created to do that, and that aligns you with being, you will, in fact, be successful and achieve, but you have to do your due diligence. For example, J.K. Rowling had to write the book. She had to capture all of the various thoughts that were coming and organize that. So whatever your assignment is, Coach Adams, I have to make a decision that I will stand before a group and speak, regardless of how uncomfortable I may have felt that that was, that discomfort in finding the comfort of now I'm this round peg fitting in the round hole, making that connection. So you have to do what it is that you were created to do. When you make that connection, you are now being, and that now becomes attractive. It looks like we have Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick, my co-producer. I believe that Lady Tabitha may have a comment from our virtual audience or just a comment in general. Lady Tabitha, I would love to bring you in at this time. Welcome. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Hi, Coach Adams. How are you today? I'm enjoying the show, just being. I just agree with everything that you said, and I'm enjoying the stories and the analogies because it's so true. When you work within your passion, your purpose, it's really effortless, and you don't feel comfortable if you don't do it, you know? So I just wanted to thank you for really making things very clear and making it personal and using yourself and being transparent, because a lot of public figures, they won't necessarily do that. They kind of use hypothetical examples. So it just really makes it real. So I just wanted to stop by and say thank you. I appreciate the transparency.
And thank you, Lady Tabitha. And, you know, you said something that really hit a chord, because it is key that what we may be called to do in that being, it's uncomfortable, but yet we find comfort. And we were talking about that early on in the broadcast. Have you experienced that on your journey? Because we talk about it being fulfilling. Like when I took that first step as a speaker, I just knew it was the right fit. You know, I had all of this anxiety prior to. I mean, I was excited, but it was a new realm for me, something that I had never done before. You know, I produced this whole seminar many years ago at the time. You know, I had to create a workbook and just all of this stuff associated with this journey. And when I took, it was so uncomfortable to finally say yes, but one of the things that I've realized on my journey is everything starts with that agreement of yes, that agreement of I believe, like J.K. Rowling. I believe that I am going to be an author. So I'm saying that to get another point of view. We've talked my piece and, you know, I've shared other stories. Have you experienced that personally on your journey as well, doing what you do?
Absolutely. I just actually had a conversation about 4 hours ago with a very dear friend of mine, and we were reflecting back 5 years. And about 4 years ago, I was every summer I take a vacation, I take a break, and I fly out to Houston. And my girlfriend and I will drive from Houston all the way through the South, and our destination is Florida at a resort. But on the second year when I took that trip, And she watched me build the company, and she watched me struggle and live on Kingdom Currency, the name of my book. And I think she kind of felt a little sad for me because I was accustomed to working in corporate America as a process engineer, project manager. So I always had that great income. But once I decided to become an entrepreneur, things changed. I had to learn to not want much and live on little, which our mentors teach us. So I was fine with that, but the second year she said, listen, Tabitha, I have an offer for you. I have a house. She had a business. You can live in that house. She called her connection. She's in the medical field. She got me a job with a major hospital, and she sat before me, and she said, I really would like you to stay here in Houston, and here is home, and here's a great job. And I said to her, I have to go back to California because I am building Pearl International Entertainment because I really feel like everything in me, God has called me to do this. And at the time I was working with different artists, Alex Godchild, Lady Jazz, Mama DeBarge, and some of the DeBarge family. And it was still in the very initial building stages and building relationships. But even though I was offered the world, some would say, a very comfortable life, I just could not do it because I just felt with everything within my being that I had to go back and I had to finish the course. And so we were just reflecting on that a couple of hours ago, and I said to her, many days I felt like, what was I thinking, you know, when I run into a brick wall or a bottleneck or things are not as simple. But even though I've had to deal with hardships as a businesswoman, I still know, I know that God has called me to create a paradigm shift in entertainment management. I know that. So it's not a money thing any longer. And I just feel that God will keep me and reward me if I stay on the course. And 5 years later, I can truly say that now. But, you know, year after year, I look like, oh, sometimes, you know, you do that self-talk and it's like, Coach Adams, you're like, am I crazy? You know? Or, you know, and I'm sure many times my family and friends, some people saw that I don't think she's, you know, calculating this right. But for those of you that are listening, I know that you feel that way sometimes. And we just encourage you, if you're walking in your purpose and you know that God pushed you to do it, then there is a reward. And one thing about it, he does give us a reward along the journey. But I just truly believe in being true to yourself. First of all, God, but then also to yourself, your calling. And we know that as we mature, we'll make mistakes. But then you have to make adjustments. And we do that now, Coach Adams, as we build the companies. We make adjustments every so often, and that's necessary. But when you asked me the question, that's what I thought. I just had a conversation about it. And I got to tell you, I'm glad that I did continue on course. So I wanted to share that with our listening audience.
And, you know, I so appreciate your transparency. And I have a quick question for you, just as a follow-up to Crystallize, because I know for me, you know, when I was in real estate and when I was in property management, I had a level of success in different areas, but I just never quite felt that fullness of fulfillment. And now in retrospect, I understand that it was because that was not the area that I was created for. Now, each area I believe in our lives, it adds to and it's a layering to our purpose, to our being. But we have to go on those journeys. We don't have that fullness of fulfillment because it's not the zone that we were created for. And so my question to you is that you mentioned that you're have an engineering background, and now, of course, you are supporting talent and doing a vision as an entrepreneur, Pearl international media group that God called you to, do you have a greater sense of fulfillment on this side? Were you more fulfilled in, as an engineer? Just help our global listening audience to get a sense of what that looks like for you. I know for me, I can say that even with all of the adversity, obstacles, challenges, the past 10 years of my life, or going on 11 years now, have been the most fulfilled. And so I know on the other side that I definitely tapped into that genuine, authentic me. But I would love to hear from a different point of view, and I do want to share with our global listening audience that we do have about 10 minutes left in our broadcast. Maybe you're listening in and think, wow, I want to get in on this conversation. The lines are open. Our broadcast is open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. So, ladies, have the engineer, were you fulfilled? Now on the other side, is there a difference? Help us to see from your point of view.
Coach Jones, I started my career very young as a businesswoman. I worked and lived in Germany, and then I worked for Apple Computer. And by the time I was 30, I had experienced buying homes. I built my own home. I secured my retirement property, beach property. So when I, after I did all that, it's like at that point, what they call climb the ladder, I experienced that, but I wasn't getting any fulfillment out of building, testing computers or abatement systems any longer. So I felt like, so to answer your question, yes, I experienced success, but it wasn't a deep heart fulfillment, where now I feel very rewarded when I see a client go to another level, their brand is starting to form. I really, really enjoy it. Most of the time, by the time a person gets to me, they've experienced some unfair treatment in the industry, and they're broken in so many different ways. So when I see that light go back on and they're excited, it's worth millions. It's priceless. I can't even put a tag on it. Yes, it's absolutely priceless. And in conjunction with that, I've also spent a lot of my time helping people that experience homelessness. That's one of our causes for Pearl, is that, you know, feeding the, you know, people that are experiencing homelessness. I love the ocean and environment. So those things, I'm no longer motivated by money. I gave you my background only to show you that I'm no longer motivated, nor am I impressed with houses, money, cars, people, or things. So yes, absolutely yes, I'm much more fulfilled. But I also realized, to be honest and transparent with you, last year I had to make a decision. Because I want to make a difference in the world, I need a bank account that will allow me to write a check so I can build buildings for children and people that need to come in out of the elements, right? So I had to say, okay, Lord, I receive my wealth. So I'm open to that again, where I had gotten to a point where I kind of shut down to finances, if that makes sense. But in order to make things happen, you have to be in a position to write a check. So I'm very much fulfilled. But now I want to have the balance. You know, that's my goal this year moving forward, the balance of having the finances that I can make a change, a difference in people's lives financially, okay? Not just putting my hands to it, but financially.
And I understand that, because, of course, we live in a world where you have to have the resources. But I think
right. What's
most important for people to understand that we have to have, and I heard you saying I've made a shift, that we have to have the priorities in alignment and have to have them straight. And so for you, it's no longer the driver of the money, but you recognize with the money I can do things to make a difference. But the money is not the driver. I am fulfilled
right.
in my assignment, and yes, we still need the money because your landlord doesn't care that you are on a journey of purpose. You can't write them a purpose check and say, here's my kingdom capital, you know, and that bouncing all over, you know, the office or what have you. So the reality is that we do need the money, but I know and I truly believe, and God's word, of course, speaks to this, and that's my roadmap on my journey, that when we follow after the things of the kingdom, blessings will overtake us. The challenge is sometimes the blessings don't overtake us as quickly as we would like, but if do what we were assigned to do, and if we are doing what we were created to do and we're being, that in turn becomes attractive. Now, that timeline of conversion is different for everyone, but when you're doing, there's nothing like that fulfillment. You know, I've had the opportunity in the various areas in which I serve and have grown in my speaking to do some traveling, some world traveling at this stage. And I remember going to the Ukraine. And here there was a language barrier. And I was serving in the Ukraine with my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, and their ministry, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. And if you want to know more, you can visit bossthemovement.com, bossthemovement.com, youth leadership and adult training curriculum. And so I was traveling with them, and we were in the Ukraine, and there's a language barrier. They speak Russian, and we had to have interpreters and all of that. But even in the language barrier, I could feel the passion and heart expression, spirit to spirit of the individuals, and the genuineness of the impact that was made, the change that happened in their lives. And I thought, wow. You know, I often will utilize this whole, I think the show was called Family Matters, where they had the character Urkel. And he would be like, did I do that? I often, you know, when you can feel the genuineness of heart of someone being impacted based on you doing your assignment. You know, when I reflect back on the interview that I heard, again, recently with J.K. Rowling, she had no idea that her work would have such an impact. She was just following her passion, and she was being who she was created to be. When you hear her story, how, again, she's on a train, and literally the Harry Potter, Lord, it just flooded out of her. You know, she was like, I couldn't even keep enough paper going to capture all of what was just flooding. And that is what we're saying today on Motivational Monday, that we prepare to bring this installment to a close, that we want you to tap into being who you were created to be. You must go on a journey of discovery. You have to be willing to detach from what you may have thought that it would look like. And understanding when you are being, this opens the floodgates and the door of life. And when you're being, you're more genuine and authentic and real and true to who you were created to be in whatever that industry, whatever that area of focus. And now you're able to achieve. And you're able to achieve because you now are living a life that is based on the law of attraction. You're not having to promote it. You're not having to seduce and try to sell people. You're just simply being. And what they're attracted to is that genuine, authentic you, the good stuff that's at your core. So we thank you for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. If you are not already a part of my network, know that I want to stay in touch with you, and I ask you to please visit my website at coachadams.com and add yourself to my network so that we can stay in touch and you can be aware of those various things that are happening with Coach Adams and the Coach Adams brand. In addition to that, we want you to know that we have created just for you a Facebook Motivational Mondays form, a Facebook Motivational Mondays form. And when you visit my website, it'll take you to my social media. Next week, oh, I'm so excited, on our next broadcast, joining us in the studio live, we have Apostle Fred and Wilma Berry. We lovingly call them the modern-day Flintstones of the new Azusa Street Mission and Azusa Fest. They will be sharing a rich dialogue with us on the subject of carrying the torch, the flame of Azusa. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams for I Coach and You Win.